Steve Bannon will soon find out if he's going behind bars. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the ex-Trump White House advisor was as defiant as ever, addressing the media and hecklers on his way into court this morning.
This illegitimate regime, their judgment day is on 8 November, when the Biden administration ends.
Bannon was convicted of refusing to cooperate with the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
Today's sentencing comes 1 year to the day after the House of Representatives voted to hold him in contempt and referred his conduct to the DOJ.
And the Justice Department wants a six-month sentence, arguing in a filing.
The rioters who overran the Capitol on January 6th did not just attack a building. They assaulted the rule of law upon which this country was built and through which it endures by flouting the Select Committee's subpoena and its authority. The defendant exacerbated that assault.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins outside the court. In Pennsylvania, a Republican state House committee is trying to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner.
Even though I am accused of no criminal offense, and I am accused of no form of corruption.
Republican lawmakers accuse him of refusing to prosecute criminals as crime rises. Police officers from around the country gathering at a stadium in Connecticut for a funeral next hour for two Bristol police officers murdered in an ambush, lured to a home by a fake domestic disturbance call, then shot. Another officer was wounded. Months after the Supreme Court struck down a New York state handgun permit law as too restrictive, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a new one put in place since.
The new law included the ban on guns in places of worship and other places considered sensitive. The U.S. District Judge ruling in favor of two Buffalo area clerics and two gun rights organizations. The judge saying the law creates a, quote, vulnerable population of attendees, with the clerics saying that population would be unable to defend itself if there's a threat to safety.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Stocks are up pretty big so far this morning. The Dow is gaining 341 points. The NASDAQ is rising 50. The S&P 500 gaining 33. The price of oil up a little more than a half dollar. It's back over 85 bucks a barrel. Gas is down almost 2 more cents. AAA's national average for regular is now $3.82 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago, still 14 cents higher than a month ago. Diesel has not been dropping, though. It's up a fraction today. It's now $5.34 a gallon. That's up 13 cents in the last week. There is a change in your change, if you still use cash these days.
You may be seeing a lot more of Anna Mae Wong. Her face is now on the U.S. quarter. She's one of five women being honored this year as part of the American Women Quarters Program. She became the first Asian-American woman to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. Wong fought against stereotypes foisted on her by white Hollywood during a career spanning 60 films, many in the silent era. By the 1950s, Wong had moved on to television appearances. She died in 1961. The U.S. Mint is expected to produce more than 300 million Wong quarters at facilities in Philadelphia and Denver. CJ Papa, Fox News.
In baseball's playoffs, Houston beat the New York Yankees 3-2, so the Astros have now won the first two American League Championship Series games. On Thursday night football, Arizona topped New Orleans.
The Cardinals snapped an 8-game home losing streak by downing the Saints 42-34. That ended the Cards' longest winless stretch at home since 1958. The Cardinals improved to 3-4. They are one half game behind the 49ers, the Rams, and the Seahawks in the NFC West. New Orleans has dropped 5-6. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
A big trade in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers sent star running back Christian McCaffrey to the San Francisco 49ers for draft picks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.